Postcard Memories is a weekly series of historic postcard views and photos submitted by Marcel Rousseau. Some were previously published by the Aurelia Museum of Art and History and in the book Postcard Memories Aurelia. Parking meters have always been a contentious issue in downtown Aurelia, and this 1958 photo showing a large parking sign indicates a clear attempt to inform the public of parking regulations. The sign notes metered parking, with no time limit, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Fridays to 9 p.m., comes with a cost of a nickel for 72 minutes and, for 5 nickels, 6 hours, which sounds a lot friendlier than today's rate. In reality, that 5 cents would compare to today's $1 with inflation. This photo is not dated, but we see a 1953 Plymouth and 1952 Pontiac in the foreground with a 1957 Mercury parked in front of the Shangri-La Gardens. Left of the Shang, with the Players Please sign, is Nick's Billiards at 121 Mississauga Street East. Then Arts Jewelers at 125 Mississauga Street East, McPhee Paint and Wallpaper at 127 Mississauga Street, E. and Strathman's Clothing at 133 Mississauga Street East. The billiard store had a long family history in Aurelia's downtown. In the early 1930s, M.J. Morris Billiards was located here. By 1937, the business was bought by Apostolos Dikos and, a few years later, Mr. Dikos's son-in-law, Lois Heliotis, took over the store. It was known as Lois Billiards and also named Olympia Billiards. In the late 1950s, the billiard hall was taken over by Annis Nicholas and renamed Nick's Billiards. Nicholas was a nephew of Lois Heliotis and a cousin of Lois's son, Dean Heliotis. In the early 1960s, Mr. Nicholas opened a billiard hall in Midland and Dean Heliotis took over the Aurelia location. Dean renamed the business to Dino's Rack and Roll and continued to operate the billiard hall until the late 1970s, when a fire destroyed the building, ending close to 50 years of family tradition in downtown Aurelia.